dark, stormy. New Quincy's went for a long, breezy footlight tonight, walk in the winter storm. He met and helped feed a poor peasant wandering about aimlessly on the east of Stephen. What is the east of Stephen, he asked. Well, it's the day after Christmas, marking the stoning of the Christian mark. We will sing, in addition to this, Noël Nouvelet, a traditional French carol dating from the 15th century. That is, believe it or not, before I was born. So let us together sing. You have lyrics in most of your program. These two carols, one in each of the two official languages, with King Wenceslas and Noël Nouvelet.
Oh, no.
Christ to the apple tree.
Not a recipe, not a monastery orchard, but an 18th century poem set to music by Elizabeth Hoster. Why not a pear tree or banana?
Well, apples are way more important. Ask Isaac Newton.
Apparently, without the one that fell on his head, he wouldn't enjoy the benefits of gravity.
No apples were harmed in the making of this peril, and apparently only one in the discovery of gravity.
So the choir will sing Jesus Christ the Apple Tree, followed by one piece, Thou Shalt Know Him. This by Dr. Mark Surratt, a Canadian composer who was taught at Queen's. It's therapy for the impatient. Quiet, gentle, drawn-out musical version of Just Wait, You'll Find Out Soon Enough. And then we'll go back to the art reading. And I hope then you will join us in singing Oh, Christmas Tree.
Yeah.
A magnet. It's a 1.5 liter wine bottle. Or it's a handgun with like the 44 magnums. Or maybe the lead character, Tom Selleck, of the TV series Magnum P.I. Or a chocolate-covered ice cream bar. Which of these, if any, is the focus of the next piece? Melodiously performed by the chamber choir. It's a complete mystery. I will leave you to pretend you were Tom Selleck and investigate. Or if you're a lazy PI, you can just read the program notes. Thank you.
Oh, did he go at the back door?
Thank you.